Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You remember Michael Hastings, whose vehicle blew up a few weeks ago in Los Angeles in the middle of the night after he said he was going into hiding and had had death threats? I'm going into hiding. Biggest story of my life. I'm getting death threats. Boom! Engine blows down the street. Car rolls over off the side of the road. Well, now mainstream news out in L.A., San Diego News 6 and others are reporting that they've talked to the police and firefighters and others, and they've been told, don't talk about it and don't release the police reports. Because any moron can tell a car bomb. And, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to people, Navy SEALs and others, where there have been cases of, say, a Navy SEAL slit somebody's throat in a bar argument, and then they're being brought up on murder charges. And the military marches in, military police, give the judge a national security letter, and then the Navy SEAL is taken out of the state and never charged. Okay, so believe me, folks, that's what they've told the cops. Obviously, it's a car bomb, and this is a new America where they just blow up your car, obviously the Army, blow up your car, and then just tell everybody. Next, they'll say, don't even say the car blew up and there's fire coming out of it. So I saw this article up at InfoWars, this InfoWars.com this morning, coming from Paul Joseph Watson, and I have reached out to Staff Sergeant Biggs, his good friend, and we're reaching out to his wife as well to see if they're ready to go public fully. But she's already said via Biggs at the funeral that she's going to, quote, bring down whoever did this. Well, you're going to bring down whoever did this by officially coming out. And there's starting to be more coverage of this. Suspicions grow over death of journalist probing NSA CIA abuses. Alex Newman over at the New American Magazine is reporting on the fact that mainstream media is now starting to cover all this. And, again, there's the headline on the News 6 San Diego. Michael Hastings crash investigation heats up. How about there's a clear cover-up going on? I mean, folks, when they torched Dorner's cabin, even if Dorner was a bad guy, we don't know. Who knows if he even did it? When they said, we're going to burn it down, bring in the fire, okay, it's placed, we burned it down, all right, we burned him up. On audio, in front of everybody, six different feeds, different conversations, and then said, we never said burn him up. Well, yeah, you did. Okay, well, we didn't mean burn him up. I mean, they can now line you and your family up, machine gun you on the street. I've seen this where they've executed CIA section chiefs and people like Carney down in Houston a few years ago. Cops get him out of the car, stand him up, shoot him right in the head. Guys just stand there with his hands at his side. Execution. Boom! They got hit teams in every major police department. This is a foreign banking cartel that's taken over and now thinks so little of you, they publicly fund Al-Qaeda, they publicly ship in the drugs, they publicly run the Mexican mafia, they publicly run all the major rackets, they publicly put cancer viruses in your vaccines, they publicly put fluoride in the water to brain damage you and give you cancer. They publicly do whatever they want out in the open. $85 billion taxpayer money stolen a month, given to offshore banks. Congress is told they can't see where it's at. On and on and on. Yeah, there's footage out of Syria where the Al-Qaeda youth brigades are being trained. And that's in the news today. We're going to be breaking all of that down and more straight ahead here on the transmission. And Nomi Prinz, the former managing director at Goldman Sachs, is going to be in studio with us. We've flown in here to be interviewed for the Obama Deception 2 that is in production. And we're going to have open phones as well. Stay with us. Big news straight ahead. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me.
Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the ninth day of July, 2013 worldwide broadcast. We're going to have the former managing partner there at Goldman Sachs, managing director at Goldman Sachs, a big insider who blew the whistle more than a decade ago on what was happening at Goldman Sachs. She's going to be in studio with us. She's an independent journalist and best-selling author, Nomi Prinz, coming up in the third hour today. But I wanted just out of the gates here when the broadcast starts, before I get into some news, to fire the number out for first-time callers to call in with any question that you have for yours truly, because I get so many emails, so many comments, so many requests to answer questions, it's pretty much impossible to get to them all. But it's good, I think, to just open the phones up and take the wild card calls of questions. So you've got questions, I'll try to give you my, answers, or at least my take on things. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on this Tuesday worldwide broadcast. I am completely overwhelmed with news right now. Police and firefighters have been ordered not to speak about Michael Hastings explosion. LAPD refuses to release police report to journalist. The wife and his friends think they murdered him. He said, I'm getting death threats. I'm going into hiding. Biggest story of my life. His car blows up. And the so-called prostitute media will not even cover that. 2 weeks after that broke on this broadcast. But now local news is saying, hey, we went to get the police report that's normally released. They're saying they've been told not to release it. Gee, told by who? I can't tell you how many confirmed cases there are of police catch a plane on the tarmac, usually at a small town airport. There's been a lot of famous cases of this, and it's a CIA aircraft with drugs on it, or a CIA aircraft flying kids out of the country, or people to be tortured. I mean, you name it, it's evil, they're doing it. And there'll be a big standoff, and then national security gets declared, and then letters are issued to the police chief and the judges, and they follow the orders and let them just go. And that's exactly what's going on here, as if the federal government and the shadow government that's hijacked it is God. And ladies and gentlemen, it is not God. Government and the corrupt bureaucracy that's taken over is not God. There's one of those bombshell stories. Then there's this video and audio we're going to play later that a listener sent us. It's breaking on Infowars.com. And we asked the question, you know, here in the article, is this the TSA? And the answer is yes. 2 years ago, Paul Watson noticed on the TSA's own website training videos showing them at shopping malls in Florida and at football stadiums in Florida searching people. Well, now, this is San Antonio. And, folks, they never tell you where they're going to be. They had this Operation Independence last July 4th and over the weekend where they had TSA checkpoints in Austin, in San Antonio, in Dallas, in Houston. It all came out. But it's up to citizens to videotape this. And it's canine units with TSA on their shirts searching people at the mall. TSA invades roads, highways with Viper checkpoints. Now, again, that's what we reported on last week. Now it's in San Antonio. New article that came out last night on Infowars.com. TSA sniffing bags in Texas shopping mall. We're going to be getting to that. Also, we're going to be getting into the latest on the amnesty bill. Congressman says Obama jamming amnesty in the House, killing any type of real reform, and basically ignoring their oath of office, a complete, absolute criminal opening of the borders, a total legalization of anybody that wants to come here, absolute welfare to people that have been here illegally. The list goes on and on. We're going to be getting into that report as well. And then we've got a good article that's very informative from Washington's blog up on Infowars.com. The fact that mass surveillance doesn't keep us safe goes mainstream. And then he lists a bunch of articles, mainstream articles, where they admit, well, wait a minute, we've had all this NSA surveillance forever, and it didn't stop all these terror events. In fact, even if the terror is real, you've got a better chance of being killed by a honeybee or falling in your shower or a bolt of lightning than terrorism. Why is this going on? Plus, it doesn't protect us from the terrorism. No, it is the pretext and the excuse to take over our lives. Duh. And I was thinking about all the new videos coming out of the TSA doing proctology exams, pulling diapers off babies, sticking their hands down women's pants. They're back doing it for a few, maybe 6-8 months or so. The reports went down. They backed off. They would put kids through a different line. Now they're back doing it, so everybody knows. As soon as our resistance comes to a crescendo, they back off so that we back off and they come right back. And that's a warfare technique used. And we are under attack, ladies and gentlemen, by the globalists. We're all being conditioned. They're trying to sabotage our industry, sabotage our jobs, pay to ship our jobs overseas like they've done with General Motors. And now I see the video, new video, in Texas and other states where the police pull you over and say, I'm going to search the car. And they search the car. And then they say, I'm going to do a cavity search. We played this video and audio yesterday. And the women say, you're joking. They're like, no. And then they go into your pants and grab you. And by the way, two women, one glove. And I hate to get gross about this. You know, my wife said, your show never used to be like this. Why are you? And I go, what am I supposed to do? Yes, my show for 17 years on air, till the last year or so, I didn't talk about the police sticking their fingers in people. They're doing it. They're the ones doing it. I mean, I have to illustrate it so that the nightmare stops. I mean, I got to tell you now, I took my wife out to a movie last night, went and picked my children up at my parents at about 9 o'clock, and I saw, let me not exaggerate, 15 police cars. All, you know, state, local, you name it, pulling people over everywhere like a lurking barracuda. And when they pull you over now, they say, what's in the car? I want to search. And you got to say, no, that violates the Fourth Amendment. What are you hiding? Well, here, let me come search your car, bubba. This idea that we're all criminals. And then any cop knows the government ships in the drugs. Any cop knows, I talk to them, that the big banks launder the money. That's all over the news. And they go, that isn't my department. I'm just doing my job, seeing if you got drugs. And I'm just like, just leave me alone. And I'm going to start, when I have time, I'm going to start pulling over and telling the cops, the government deals the drugs. I want to search your car. I am. I'm going to drive around as soon as, because I got so much going on, folks. I'm working on average about 14 hours a day right now. Some days 18 hours a day. But I need to go out with my crew and just pull up and say, hi, mind if I search your car? And they'll look at me like I'm crazy. And I'll go, statistically, police steal drugs more than any other group in the country. Would you like to see some criminality, criminology and news articles? And I'll have some of the prestigiously researched university studies on it. And the cop is going to act like I'm completely crazy. And I'll go, wait a minute. You pull people over for no reason and randomly ask to search and then intimidate people through color of law because they're ignorant to search their vehicles. Mind if I search? And I guarantee it's going to be, you get in your car and you get out of here. You're interfering with a police officer's duties. I saw a checkpoint on a neighborhood street when I was visiting family a couple years ago. And I pulled over. I got out about 100 yards away, parked in the neighborhood, walked up nicely and said, hi, just to see what they do. It was about 10 DPS. And the one in charge go, you get in your car and you get out of here. Because I am scum. I am a blood bag to pay his salary. I am food. I'm a dog. I am trash. I am filth. I am the scum of the earth. I am a nobody. And I said, what? I was just going to walk up. I'm not allowed to talk to you. And he began screaming, you get out of here. Just like crazy. And I said, okay, I thought that's how you act. I just was doing a test. I mean, completely insane, completely wild-eyed, and I guarantee if I'd have been rude, he wouldn't have acted like that. I did it as a test, and of course, my phone was dead. I hadn't charged it. That was the other problem, is I didn't get it on video. But it just shows the warped psychology, and we know the police are out of control in China. We know they're out of control in Russia. We know they're out of control in Mexico and Venezuela and Nicaragua and El Salvador and Brazil. We know they're out of control in Eastern Europe, but not America. No, our police are perfect. By the way, people all over the world that even live in third world dictatorships watch how the police act in America, and they cannot believe it. They cannot believe it. They are like, why do Americans put up with this?
Pull over to the side right there.
Am I being detained or am I free to go?
Pull over to the side right there.
It's a warrantless checkpoint.
Okay, step on out.
Yep, that's a warrantless check. And then the cops laugh at him. They go, he thinks he's got a constitution. We ought to fast forward to that after the break. Look at that scum old American. Yeah. Oh, if the country's all ours, we'll spawn whoever we want. Government runs Al-Qaeda. Government ships in drugs. Government's going to force
she takes shots. Nothing you gonna do. Nothing you gonna do. Nothing you gonna do.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars and Nightly News. And every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the live Sunday transmission. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. But getting back to this West Virginia video that we've had posted on InfoWars.com for the last week or so, we played it on the Nightly News, we never played it here on the radio. He comes up to a warrantless checkpoint. They want to search his car. He says no. They say, pull over there. I'm Yosemite Sam. And then they dig through and laugh about the Constitution and that he knows he's right. He ain't done nothing wrong. And then you see the one cop, if you're a radio listener, you can't see it, but the video's up on the site. Ain't he sees the camera. And by the way, we're studying and looking at a bunch of models right now of dash cams we recommend for people to get to put in their car to do just what they did here. Now listen to him. He's searching the car illegally, no warrant, no probable cause, at a giant checkpoint. Right out of Nazi Germany. Just digging through your car.
But he's perfectly innocent and he knows his rights. He knows what the Constitution says. You got air fresheners under the seat. Wasn't a very good alert.
Uh-oh, they see the camera and shut up now.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, look over there, there's a camera. Oops. Now he's shining his light in it. And I love how cops pull you over and aggressively shove a light in your face. I mean, we put up with our kids being groped at the airport. Miss USA, they go in her body and she's crying and everybody just laughs. Because this is not what a free country does. America never acted like this and was the opposite of this. Nazi Germany didn't do stuff like this. They came and politely took you away. And it just goes on and on. And this is really nothing. I've seen footage and put it in my film, Road to Tyranny, where the police find a pocket constitution at an unconstitutional checkpoint, and they begin hyperventilating in fear and arrest her for it, believing it's illegal. This is not a Monty Python satire. Is this legal? I don't know. Get a supervisor. It had George Washington, by the way, on the front of it. They get so scared by George Washington, and I guess they should be, that they begin hyperventilating. And, I mean, I got to be honest with you. They're setting up more and more of these unconstitutional checkpoints. You pull up to them, and used to they said, mind if I search? And then you go, oh, no, sure, because nothing illegal in your car. When you do that, they will put you on the side of the highway with fire ants crawling up your leg for an hour and will tear your car apart and will make you take your luggage out, make you take your spare tire out, and then go, all right, you can go, looking for drugs that on record, two banks laundered $378 billion of drug money from 2007 to 2009. Wachovia, Wells Fargo, you know, Warren Buffett. No one got in trouble. They were leasing the aircraft to fly the drugs, the money, and the guns. They run it all. It's a $500 billion industry, one of the biggest in the U.S., one of the biggest in the world, just in the U.S. It's a giant business, and then they're like, you know what we'll do? We'll make it illegal. This is 100 years ago, or about 80 years ago. And then when these idiots use it, we'll put them in our prisons. And it goes on and on and on and on. All the major banks do it. They run America. And then you get these cops. Imagine this. If you pull over to a group of cops sitting around talking and walk over and go, hello, officers. I think I'm going to do this here in Austin. I'm going to walk up with a camera and go, mind if I search your vehicle? And I bet they're going to arrest me and probably, like, I'm going to do it to state police because they're about the most aggressive in Texas now. And they're probably going to club my head and charge me with assault. I'm going to have a camera. I'm giving them fair warning, heading across the street. I'm going to burn them. I'm going to burn them good. And that's the kind of stuff we need to start doing. Okay, it's time to get aggressive with this criminality. By the way, they had the head of the police union here in Austin come out and tell Antonio Beeler that he better stop filming police or something bad's going to happen. Something violent. What, like Michael Hastings, maybe? Because you're in charge now, aren't you? You can do whatever you want, can't you? And again, I'm trying to note here the difference between constitutional police and what is taking over. Because imagine, I guarantee you, mind if I search your car, the cops are going to flip out. Well, how do you think we feel when you pull us over for some made-up thing and go,
I'm going to search the vehicle. And then next, I'm going to run my hand up your rear end. How's that sound? You like land of the free? You brave? You going to stand up against me, American scum? No, you ain't.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. I'm going to your phone calls and back in the news. By the way, there's another video in West Virginia that came out last week at a warrantless checkpoint. The particular one I was just talking about was Tennessee, where the deputies at the big checkpoint, the guy didn't want his car searched, and so they just say, get your butt right over there, boy. And again, this is what corrupt countries always do. But see, now you're supposed to salute the police and actually bend over. That was in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And the Liberty Crier is linking through to a mainstream news article and reporting that on top of it, the particular deputy reportedly lied about having insurance when he rear-ended someone in his pickup truck. The file shows video of the DUI checkpoint in Rutherford County, already viewed by millions of times online, was recorded by a member of the Libertarian Party and raises questions about drivers' rights at checkpoints. There's no questions. The Supreme Court, the state courts have all ruled that it's unconstitutional to have a warrantless checkpoint. You can have a checkpoint if there is a, you know, red pickup truck with a bank robber that matches a description believed to be going down Highway 10, and then they set it up looking for the red pickup. But now they use any excuse. Fireworks got shot off. We think it might be a firearm. We're locking down 800 homes and searching them without warrants. Totally illegal. We're looking for one kid who we say is the bomber, who they really wanted to get rid of. Look how many other witnesses they did in the Boston bombing. And then, boom, boom, they go and start searching everybody's houses without warrants. It's all a government orgy of power grab. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. This has happened over and over and over again. If common criminals could use the same excuses as the Obama administration, they would say, mistakes were made. What difference does it make? I know nothing. I did it for national security. I answered in the least untruthful manner possible. Yeah, the head of the NSA, General Alexander, came out last week and said, I apologize to Congress. What I said was completely erroneous. When he said to Congress, I heard them do that, play that on the nightly news last Friday. We ought to cue up that clip that I saw them cover. It was an article on InfoWars as well. I think it was head of NSA admits to lying to Congress. But the point is, it's very powerful. He goes, that statement could not have been more erroneous. We do spy on you without warrants. Well, of course you do. But see, they tried to have him go out and lie to see how it would work. And they went, sir, no one is buying it. They all know you perjured yourself. Congress wants to act like they don't know what's going on because they're the real criminals. Acting, oh, I know nothing as well. Oh, gee, we know nothing about the $500 billion in narcotics money each year made in the U.S. that's lining most of their pockets. Oh, gee, we don't know why we go to Congress worth a million and, you know, end up being worth $100, $200, $300 million. Gee, we don't know what's going on. We have no idea. Yeah, there's the headline. Intelligence chief. The head of cybersecurity. Yes, I lied to Congress, but here's why. I lied to you because I love you. He says, quote, it was clearly erroneous. So now we found the secret ingredient to eggs erroneous is James Clapper. But also Alexander has made similar statements. So there you go. I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, look, listen, this is textbook, wall-to-wall, insane asylum, Looney Tune, off-the-chart, bonker world, cuckoo cocoa puff, crazy, insane tyranny going on. And now they're blowing up people's cars and saying, oh, we've been told by unnamed group to not release the police report. The police at least are going, we've been told not to give the media the police report. National security. They're after me. They're threatening to kill me. Biggest story ever. I'm about to break. I'm going off the radar. I'm going into hiding. Please protect my family. Oh, no, wait. Boom. Oh, there's nothing going on here. Everything's fine here. Nothing to worry about. I'll send a squad. Oh, no, no. Actually, a major reactor leak. Very dangerous. I'm laughing about this. This is crazy. But America had so much liberty, there's still this vestigial, skeletal structure of freedom and institutions that are left. But then you've got massive tyranny just growing like the blob at the end of the Steve McQueen movie, you know, the 1950s version, where it's eaten so many people now, it's the size of, you know, it's the size of the fire station coming down the street. And we've got to turn this around somehow. And again, I run into police and government people all over the country who are listeners and are aware and who are nice. And I see cops changing people's tires. In fact, I'm going to tell this story now and then go to your calls. In the last month, I had dinner with a family acquaintance over the years, an old family friend. But when I say acquaintance, we've known him over the years, but off and on. And I had dinner, and he said, no, listen, we get basically in trouble when we go out and change tires and help old ladies, you know, carry the trash out when we're on a call. We're not supposed to basically help people. We're supposed to go out and write tickets all day and just be visible out there to the public. And there's so much petty crime going on, because criminals won't do home invasions in Austin, Texas. There's so much petty crime going on that there's just nothing we can even do. He goes, the numbers you talk about is higher than that. It's just wall-to-wall cars being broken into, bicycles being stolen. But the home invasions aren't up that much because they're scared of guns. And then I was separately talking to a very old family friend, oldest family friends we've got. One of the younger brother is a mailman. He's about to retire, but he's one of the younger siblings in the family we've been friends with since I was born in Dallas, but they live down here now. And he's a mailman in a town outside Austin. He's retiring in 2 years. By the way, they're already giving him IOUs on their pensions and telling him they're not going to get them. And he's almost been fired three times because he'll go to these shut-ins' houses and there's piled up trash. The old woman's in a wheelchair. Her kids won't come see her and help her. They'll ask, hey, will you please help me carry my trash to the curb? And so they have spies, citizen spies and government spies, watching the mailmen and women. And so now he's sitting there going, I'm sorry, I can't open that can of peas for you. I'm sorry, I can't carry the trash out. Even though it takes him 5 seconds to give her the mail and then carry the trash out the same distance, I can't help you. And he has to wear GPS. They all wear GPS now. And the cops are going to get this, too, where they can't be good. See, the government wants to promote the crazy, foaming at the mouth, nuttoid kooks. And by the way, where I live is not that bad. The Travis County Sheriff's Department's not that bad. The Austin Police Department isn't that bad. Compared to the state police, who didn't used to be that bad. But, I mean, I see the marked difference where you have some weird checkpoint going on. You park your car, walk up, hey, what's going on? Get in your car and get out of here. You're just wanting to attack me. And I'm like, man, this is really a nut. This is really a dangerous lunatic who shouldn't have a badge, shouldn't have a gun. And the other state police are standing around kind of embarrassed looking at him. Like, why is he acting like that? But, of course, he was the one in command. He was the one in charge. And, look, I'm 5'11", and I don't have a Napoleonic complex. I don't think of myself as really short, but I kind of walk around like a gorilla, kind of bent over half the time now. So people, you know, say, hey, it was funny. Professor Griff goes, I like you. You're not too tall. He's a funny guy. It reminded me of Time Bandits where Napoleon's saying, little people, I like you. But side issue, you have to see that film to know what I'm talking about. But this guy looked like he was about 5'3". And I guess he had an issue with his Napoleonic shortness like Yosemite Sam and just blew up at me. And again, the science, I don't recommend you do this, but I am going to go out soon with a film crew. And I'm going to drive by, find a group of cops sitting around talking. I'm going to have the other car drive down a few hundred yards ahead of me, turn around to time it, to pull up and park across the street right as I get out, and walk over nicely and say, hi, officers, how's it going? With a camera, and then go, mind if I search your vehicle? They're going to flip out on me. I guarantee you that half the cops out there will probably take me to jail. The other half will say, laugh at me and know who I am. But the point is that see how we've got the mindset so turned around? If you tried to randomly pull somebody over 50 years ago and say, I'm going to search your vehicle, they'd say, well, this is America, buddy. This ain't Russia. But now it's, I'm going to search your vehicle. In this video with the two women coming from the beach in Galveston up to Houston, and the male cops are like, I'm going to search your vehicle. They don't even ask. They search it, and they go, all right, I'm going to do a cavity search. And these women are in bikinis. And they're like, you're joking. And the cop goes, I ain't joking with you, lady. And I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, the TSA already does this to little kids. You're not sticking your finger in me. I'm just telling you right now. I mean, Jesse Ventura has basically left the country because of them grabbing his hind end. People go, oh, big deal. What's the big deal? If you do that to somebody in a park, you get like 5 years in prison, and you should. I mean, when you go to the TSA, folks, they run their hand up in your butt crack. I hate to talk about this on air, but this is just, you know, scientific, you know, reporting here on what's going on. It's documentary. Not meant for purposes of obscenity. You notice why on NPR or PBS sometimes they can have cussing and racist stuff on there? Because it's documentary. They're showing you what really happened. It's like if you're watching a trial on court TV. And what was said is said. Just like when the defense lawyers for O.J. Simpson, you know, were using the N-word. The point is they were documenting what was being said, repeating what had been reported to be said. So, but I'm not even going to get graphic here. The point is, Miss USA, they went in her pants and then into her body. And how screwed up is it? These cops looking for marijuana and there's the woman, like, kind of crying and freaking out. We just showed some video of it where she's like, I can't believe that this woman is, like, handcuffed. And then they're going to imagine a woman's handcuffed and the cops are going to go in her body to see if she shoved a joint inside of herself. That's enough. I can't watch anymore. Just get it off the screen. Yeah, there's the footage of the other women in North Texas outside Dallas where the woman, you can see her, the woman cop, the other woman has the woman bend over and then shoves her hand in her. I mean, this is rape, ladies and gentlemen. But it's a cop doing it, so it's okay. All right, I didn't mean to digress off into this. I know I did it yesterday. It's just, it's really starting to flip me out. And it's all color of law. Used to, mind if I search? Man, if you say, sure, go ahead, there you're going to be there an hour. It's a violent. Now it's just, I'm going to search, and if you say you don't have a right, they pull a taser out and shoot you. I see this all the time. You've seen it. And if you try to resist being assaulted, imagine if they got your 10-year-old daughter out and did this, and you said, no, you're not. They'll taser you. You try to defend your daughter, they'll kill you. Your wife tries to defend, she's going to go 6 feet under. They're going to stick their hand in your hind end. Because that's their power. That's their domination. That's them showing you when it's an indicted, criminal, merciless, offshore banking cartel that ships in the narcotics, runs the sex slavery, runs the gambling. They run it all, folks. And the police now, whether they know it or not, work for organized crime that hijacked America.
I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off heavily, because they're not a protected class. If the stock market starts trading off in the 10 to 15 to 20% area, the chairman's going to come in and throw some stimulus at it. So to answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks. Because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend lower.
Mr. LeCamp, do we work for the central bankers?
We know that.
Mr. LeCamp,
we do.
We work?
This is
there you go.
We do. Look.
It's CNBC. Folks, I know what I'm telling you sounds crazy. Doesn't what you know about the Soviet Union sound crazy, but it happened? Nazi Germany sounds crazy. It happened. All the hundreds of dictators you know about, it happened. I'm telling you, this is how it happens when people worship authority and do whatever it says. And I think about how we have this video that I saw get posted yesterday of a Toronto police officer helping a homeless woman. We just posted it on Infowars.com. Nobody's watching it. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to see it. And then when police act like humanitarians, they get in trouble in this country on average. Now, some departments are better. But that's because the system does not want the cops being friends with the people. They do not want a good relationship. They wanted us against them, militarized police against the general population. We're going to go to break and come back to John and Dominique and Michael and Nick and Peter. Michael wants to talk about Russian troops in America. We're going to get into all of that. And And then I'll continue with the news. I haven't even gotten into some of the other insane news. Just briefly, we have the very best water filtration system. I did research for my family. I did research into the very best gravity-fed, portable, but also great in your office or restaurant, wherever. Gravity-fed system that does tens of thousands of gallons before you have to replace the gravity-fed filters. It's impregnated with colloidal silver and so much more. Look at the side-by-side comparisons at InfoWarsStore.com to the competition. It annihilates them. We already have the lowest price of ProPure anywhere, but with the promo code water, you get 10% off. It is insanely low, and the profit we make from it funds our operation. So InfoWarsStore.com. Really start checkmaking the globalist. Get a high-quality filter. Start filtering your deadly tap water. Really stab the New World Order right in the gut by taking care of yourself and your family. They so badly want to brain damage you and your family. They so badly want to savage the hell out of you. And it's now time to stand up against it. So win-win. Support the broadcast, but more importantly, support your family. Your family deserves it. ProPure, promo code WATER. Real easy. InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call us with the promo code WATER. Oh, we're going to filter our water and not eat GMO. Globalist. 888-253-3139 if you want to call and ask any questions about it to the great InfoWars team, where they can take your order with promo code WATER, 10% off. All the other books, videos, T-shirts, magazines, 888-253-3139.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use in inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Headline, sheriff's office to pay $1 million for inmates' death. And the banks love that. They run all these major cities. That'll just put people into deeper bankruptcy to the globalists. It's all fiat money. That's out of Tampa, Florida. It's a mistake at the Orient Road Jail in Hillsborough County. Proved costly $1 million. That's how much the sheriff's office and the private company that provides medical care for inmates will pay to the family of 51-year-old Alan Hicks. The popular baseball coach died last year after suffering a stroke and spending 36 hours in the jail without treatment. Oh. Yeah, it is sad, isn't it? That's just some of the news that's up on Infowars.com. And again, can you imagine if you pulled up behind a cop and shined a spotlight on him and then said, pull over, they'd jump out and probably shoot you. Or if a gang of 10 citizens came up to a police car and got around him and said, we want to search your vehicle. We think you might have done something. The cop would flip out. How do we put up with that? We're not criminals, but that's what America is now. That's what a tyranny is, where we're all scum and the government's God. I'm going to go to your phone calls, and I'm going to continue right through the next hour with them. And then I'm going to get into heart-eating cannibal demands Obama send weapons. If we don't get help, no fly zone, heavy weapons, we will do worse than I did. You've seen nothing yet, and promises to eat more hearts. These are people killing Christians and throwing them off rooftops. This is mainstream news, folks. This is who our government's supporting, because our government is cold-blooded offshore banks who know that even if the government gets brought down here, it'll just be the government. They're offshore. They've got diplomatic immunity. That's why things are getting so crazy, because they get away with anything. And if you study criminology, the criminal mindset, whether it's on the street or running a big bank, will always try to get caught and destroy itself and will act out until it's brought down. Let's go to John in Illinois. You want to talk about the police state, which I've kind of been on a jag about the last few days. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, I'm a first-time caller, a 10-year listener.
Welcome.
And thank you. And I wanted to call and basically share a quick story. I had been caught up in an online check scam where I received a rubber check. I had to make a police report about this. And so I called the local police department here in Champaign, Illinois, and I was sitting outside on my porch with my laptop and all the records I needed. This officer pulled up. He sat behind my car for about 20 minutes and ran my plate and everything in full view of me, then finally got out. Came up to the car with his hand on his gun, a really big tattooed, you could tell he was ex-military. And he was basically talking down to me before he even asked me what I had called him for.
I know, it's ultra, well, you're a Fallujah resident.
He was basically demanding my ID, and I explained to him my children are inside asleep. I'd rather not. He asked me if there was something I was hiding from him inside. I told him I didn't think my children would appreciate waking up to a six-foot robot with a gun in my living room. And at that, he kind of chuckled, and he eased off. He followed my report. And basically, after he followed the report, at the end, he was saying, if anything on...
I didn't hang up on you, John. Yeah, you got somebody calling. You want to take that call?
Oh, no, thank you. He said, basically, if anybody is offering you anything online, it's a scam and a sucker's born every day. At this, I brought up how he is losing his pension fund. And he stopped for a moment and said that they have conspiracy theorists in the department like everywhere else, but he would have to look into this. I told him it's all over the Internet. Take a look. Later on that night, I...
Yeah.
...more civil with me.
Yeah, you want to flip over and talk to that person real quick?
There is no other call coming in.
Oh, okay.
But
anyways, later on that night,
I thanked him for, you know, basically becoming more civil with me. At the next day, he showed up to my wife's job. She's a leasing manager at an apartment where the drunk woman was acting violent. He basically neutralized the situation, was very convivial. He was comical. He escorted her back to her house.
No, I know. We need to engage these police because no one has ever, everyone grovels to them. And if you grovel, it automatically turns them into predators. It's animal psychology.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, units. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.